Afternoon, Paul.
Yeah.
Can you update us on Buff, Morrow, Shifley, and Andrew Kopp, please?
All right. So I felt good last night after the game, felt good this morning, but we still monitor those things. We'll see how he's doing tomorrow morning. Shife, we put him on the ice and expect him to play. Morrow, the same. Andrew Kopp will skate in the morning, skate tomorrow, take full contact, assuming he gets feeling good through today. See how he comes back in the morning. We'll go full contact on Friday. And if he gets through that, then he's available to be a player for us.
Dustin was in concussion protocol?
Yes. Yeah, from the hit. So the spotter calls the hit. He goes in, does his test, gets a yes or no, and if he's feeling good, if it's a yes, he can come back and play, and he did.
I wanted to ask you about a lot. There's been a lot of talk in the last day about third period leads or losing leads in third period, and I'm wondering if this is a fair comment. If your fourth line is playing 5-6 minutes, if those numbers were higher and your top six was fresher, perhaps,
right,
would that help?
Would we still have the lead?
Sure.
So that's the first qualifier?
Okay, I see your point.
No, the special teams has a function to it, right? If you're on the power play and penalty kill, some of those guys' numbers go up. I eventually will expect that the fourth line will play more as the season, as they develop and get stronger. That's where I am on that.
Okay. Well, if people were comparing like Pittsburgh's bottom six with yours, there would be a fair disparity in minutes, right?
Slowry in the bottom six or the top six based on how they came off the bench?
Well, I guess bottom, right?
I think it's a safer bet to say their fourth line and ours. Would be more accurate to say. So, yeah, they played more, scored two, got more ice time, scored two. It's just like minis. The other night they scored two, got more ice time.
That's how it works.
If they score the two, I'm probably not going to bench you. Feel free.
So spotter has Buff checked out, and your doctors then look at him and decide.
Spotter. There's ones in our building on our bench and at the league office. They go in, they do the thing that they do. They run a protocol, and he either passes or fails based on a baseline test that they do at the start of every year. If he passes it and he feels good, right, so that there's room for the player to say, hey, I know I just passed my test, but there's something I don't feel right about. And he feels good, he comes out and plays.
So he was obviously not diagnosed with a concussion.
Correct.
Because if you're diagnosed with a concussion, you can't go back in, I believe.
It's just on the pass-fail here, right? So if you fail the test, you're in the concussion protocol.
How do you compute that with the way he acted on the ice there?
Well, I don't, and that's the whole point of this thing, right? So there are guys that get around the ice, nothing happens, they're not feeling right, they go into it, they got a problem, and you can't find the hit, and sometimes they can't tell you when it happened. And there's other ones that look like there must be something there. They pass the test, don't miss a day, and feel great. So they have that test because you can't, with the naked eye, decide what it is. So you do your best. You put them through the test, and away you go.
So why wasn't he practicing today?
Just kept him off of that, a little precaution for us. He felt fine. He's also been dealing with the flu going back a few days, so we've got a few guys that are fighting through it.